This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. You are at a California casino, deep, deep inland from San Diego. You don't remember the name. There's so many weird California laws for like how to play craps that they shouldn't even try.
They make you play with cards.
Yeah, they literally do make you play with cards. And then every card 1 through 6 corresponds to a side of the die 1 through 6. So then they throw the die, and then instead of everyone reacting together, the thing that's fun about craps, mm-hmm. everyone has to instantly do math. Everyone arrives at the answer at a different time, and it sucks. You are not allowed to drink on the casino floor. You have to go. This is 10 years ago. If that's changed. You can go get a drink, but you can't bring it out on the floor, robbing you of the only silver lining when you're losing at gambling of at least I'm getting free drinks. But they still have a waitress come around with a tray of free drinks, but it's just like Diet Coke and water.
Oh,
and it's
hot like, tea.
Why did you even have to remind me that I should be getting a free Johnny Walker or Grey Goose or something fancy? And now I'm just having hot tea out of a styrofoam cup like I'm a recovering alcoholic at a Little League game. But you're not playing craps. You sidle up to the poker table. And the dealer deals you in Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, what about here? That out here.
Sir, I couldn't help
but you a former auctioneer?
Yeah, I was wondering. Well, no, I guess auctioneers say words. This guy, are you a Disney
cartoon character?
A Looney Tune voice actor? Hold on. Michael Winslow.
He's all there.
I think it's Michael Winslow's younger brother who's also trying to get into stand up, like Tony Rock.
Carl Winslow. Do you think family matters?
Ah, Carl. I can only do the impression of his wife.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's try the whole cast.
Yeah. To Laura.
Steve.
All right, that's pretty good.
That's good.
Carl.
Okay, it's good.
Harriet. Duh. That's Eddie.
Yeah, sure.
And Little Richard. Little Richie.
Little, now let's hear you let's do hear Little Richard.
Little Richard. Richard. Yeah. Little Richard. Woo!
Oh, man, I got to say, this is one of the more fun poker games I've ever played.
We stopped playing a while ago. Now we're just shooting the shit, laughing, having a good time.
All right, we're back at it.
All right, so I got the flop, the river, it's all out there. Mm-hmm. I got 3 sevens, but this guy I'm going up against has just re-raised me and gone all in.
All in. $5,000.
Do we say our money?
$5,000. And I've got more of that in my bank account.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine you're not...
I'm not tapped out.
You're not betting every penny to your name, right?
No.
Feels like he's telling himself.
Yeah.
Like that's all he's got.
No. I've got more.
Are you okay, man?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. No, once I win this, I'm going to be okay.
Your knee's bleeding.
Yeah, no, I got beat up earlier.
Oh, but here?
Yeah. Some of the pit bosses took me back in the back room.
And there's more where that came from, Val.
I got to win this. I got to win this.
Is there more where that came from, or are you lying too?
No. That's more where that came from.
You're not completely tired out from punching?
No.
Punch me right now.
Oh, shit. No. That was weak.
Oh, no. That was like, man, a guy me... throwing a baseball for the first time at age 27.
It's giving me confidence to make more bets.
All right. Well, I got to think about what I got to do here. Am I going to fold? I got a good hand.
Yes, this is a good one.
Okay, this guy either is really stupid and has a good hand, or is really stupid and has a bad hand, and that's the way he thought he was going to trick me.
Oh, yes.
You know what? I think I'm gonna hold him, as they say, rather than fold him. I'm going to call your bet, sir. I have 3 sevens. What do you have?
6 aces.
Okay, so we're cheating. This guy's cheating.
This is a backwoods California casino, my man.
That's truly Michael Winslow. Is that allowed? All right. I should have folded.
You should have folded.
I should have knew when to fold him.
My poker face isn't great. I was going, yes, and all right.
Yeah. I thought it was reverse psychology.
No, I'm not that smart.
Because it's no one to fold him.
Because there's no one to hold them and no one to fold them day.
Now, Carl, tell us what inspired this day.
What inspired this day is two players that I cut prematurely, sort of like when I nut.
And now, I did see that when you cut Devin Achan, you did message the whole league and say, this is so weird. This never happened. I'm so sorry.
You gotta know when to cut them. Know when to nut 'em. Know when to walk away.
Know when to come.
I cut Devin Achan, or Achan. That's what we learned it was.
Devin 4chan?
Devin Achan.
Devin Achan.
Achan. I cut him. And I also stashed Deontay Foreman for all the weeks. All the weeks.
Thinking that one day it would happen.
One day it would happen. And guess what day it happened? The day after I cut him.
Did somebody swoop him up?
I think somebody got him.
Ugh.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Somebody's calling.
The Phillies take their lead.
What's the score now?
Let's see. Let's give a live update on a game that'll be over by the time you.
Yeah, we will know the results of this by the time you listen.
But this will be exciting for you guys to know when it's in the game.
Yeah, just to know the headspace we're in. The Phillies are up 2-1, top 5.
Fuck!
I know.
Since the Rangers won, I want Diamondbacks to win.
Yeah.
I think the Rangers can beat the Diamondbacks. And yeah. I'm kind of rooting for the Rangers because Houston fans were ravenous and disgusting throughout that whole series.
You don't have to justify why you're rooting against Houston. Yeah. Everyone knows why. Sorry.
I'm on a text thread with a whole bunch of Houston sports fans. Mm-hmm. It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Whoa. How'd that happen?
College friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had a IO buddy. Shout out Sky King. Are you in league with Sky King?
Sky King, yeah.
Houston guy. We'll allow it. But he told a great story about when they, I don't know if I should tell this or not, but fuck it. He was at a bar in Houston when they won the World Series against the Dodgers, mm-hmm. and they had befriended this group next to them, was mostly speaking Spanish, didn't really speak very much English, but you know, it's the universal language of rooting for a team together. They mm-hmm. were able to make it work. And that was the one where Carlos Correa proposed afterwards.
Yeah.
And one of the girls started crying in the other group. And I guess he was like, I'm probably telling this wrong, but he was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And they're like, that's his girlfriend, his other girlfriend. And it was like, she just found out that the other girlfriend.
You just ratted out Carlos Correa.
I know. I think it's okay to rat out Carlos Correa.
Fine. He's married now.
Yeah.
She probably still around, honestly.
Yeah, the wife knows.
It stings, but hey.
That's his other girlfriend.
Like, I'm confused. Yeah, my buddy was like, what do you mean? He's like, his other girlfriend.
Hilarious. I give passes.
Como se dice, side piece?
I give passes to Houston fans from Houston.
Yeah.
If you're not from Houston, you should have gave up your allegiance.
Oh, yeah. It's a weird thing to bandwagon.
All my friends are from Houston.
Yeah. So they can still root. And also, gang-wise, that's a hat in L.A. that you stay away from. So
really?
Houston fans going around wearing that hat, I go, yeah, keep wearing that hat.
Why?
Oh, that's the Hoovers. That's
Oh, okay.
That's their hat. They're pretty tough.
I would have thought, like, you wouldn't want to wear, like...
Every hat has a...
B's and C's is the big
thing. No. Okay. The Blood and Crip War...
That's over?
...has been amalgamous. Is that not the word I'm trying to use?
It's been kind of diffuse, like, yeah. Spread out.
Was it because of Nipsey Hussle and YG linked up to do that song about Donald Trump?
Yeah, fuck Donald Trump, solved Blood and Crip War. No, it's like there's it's just like hoods now. Like there are gangs.
Okay.
There are Crip gangs that beef with Crip gangs. There are not too many Blood gangs beef with Blood gangs, but there are allies between Bloods and Crips. They're like, it's kind of like, it's different now.
Oh. So every hat has like a...
Every hat.
Like just baseball or
baseball.
Other?
Okay. Baseball.
What about, some, like, is there an A thing? Because that's a big problem for me.
Yeah, but it's not like where you be at.
Okay.
Well, honestly, where you be at, you can wear any hat. You're safe.
But I go to Atwater all the time.
Over there, they got different rules.
Okay.
This is not what this podcast is about. It's not about this gang politics.
Baseballs and gang balls. Gang balls.
Welcome back
and
to Gang Balls.
The bro code
that sounds like someone who couldn't remember the phrase gangbusters and was like, this is going gang balls. Is that right?
This is going gang balls.
So you lost Deonta Foreman.
Yeah.
What did he do? What was his line this week?
31. Ooh. I played him in 3 different leagues, and he was on the bench in all 3.
Woo.
So I lucked out. Lost still. We both lost to the same guy in different leagues.
Right.
In the same fashion, too.
I did the brutal thing that you should never do in a text on Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
Which is say, I'm going to win all 3 games unless, unless Jordan Addison.
Old little rookie Jordan Addison.
Goes off.
And
go off he did.
123 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns on 7 receptions, 27.8 points.
Pretty much all of it in the first half.
Yeah. Yeah, went nuts. That catch he had, his touchdown catch, was pretty sick.
Filthy.
That when he snatched the interception away,
that shit was
tight.
That was cool.
I was also playing against him in another one of my leagues. Can we just say, so maybe we can talk about this today.
Yeah.
What are our playoff hopes in all? I'm in 3 leagues.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm in 4. I'm in 4. And as of this week, I think I'm done.
All 4?
All 4.
I think I may have hopes in 1. But I'm 2-5. In all the rest of the
leagues.
That's
a tough year.
Yeah.
Did you win in the foosballs league this week?
I did not.
Oh, damn.
I did not.
I...
And my team, again, we talked about this, like, my team is good.
Yeah.
They're just underperforming.
That sucks. It's the worst. Like, when it's in front of you, and you're thinking to yourself, it's like, I mean, I could try to make a trade, but what am I
getting? Like, I would
it
have
that
to
much better.
I would have to, in order for me to get something better, I would have to give up so much. I'm just praying that somebody off the waiver wire has a breakout. But this, I mean, there could still be some injuries. There could still be,
you never know. But that's tough. I think I'm gonna. 2 of my 3 teams are currently in 2nd place, so I'm feeling good about
safe.
That. But my 3rd one has a losing record thanks to Jordan Addison. So it wouldn't be crazy for me to make the playoffs on that team, but it's a bad team.
Yeah.
That was my Nick Chubb first round pick team. Mm. And Chris Olave has been, and who knows what's going to happen now. Although this was just like speeding, right?
Yeah.
Wait, I missed it.
Yeah. Oh, you know about this?
Oh, come on.
Like, is he going like 100 something?
It was like reckless driving or whatever.
70 and like a 30.
Big speeding, but I don't think he was drunk or anything. They showed the video today.
The video is very funny.
Because he goes like, I play for the Saints. And the cop just goes, and?
Okay.
It's very I'm Ozuna from the Braves, if you ever saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I saw that.
So.
So wait, you're in, wait, how many leagues are you in?
3.
3, and you're in 2nd in all of them?
I'm in 2nd in 2 of them, and then the other one is the Sharks League that you're also in that I'm like 3-4 in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see here. I'll show you what I...
What's your status report, Ryan?
I am 2-5 in 2 leagues and 4-3 in 4.
Okay.
You're in a lot of damn leagues.
Dude, and now I've got 2 fantasy hoops leagues, so I'm up to 8 leagues.
I have 3 fantasy hoops leagues now, and I turned down a couple more.
It's becoming a full-time job. I feel like I've got a good system down, but I'm definitely spreading myself a bit thin.
I did 2 drafts last night and 1 draft Sunday night, and The same thing always happens to me with football too, which is my wife had dinner plans both nights and wound up them being canceled both times.
Oh, great.
And so I'm just like sitting there, sorry, I have to be doing this for 4 hours. And I was like, I thought you weren't going to be here.
Yeah, I made plans for you.
Najee Harris finally had a good week.
Did? Yeah, he got in the end zone. Yeah. Can I talk about my Steelers?
Please do.
That's a pretty fucking good win.
It was.
It was a good win.
And I got it, but I got a question for you.
What?
Let's say, because I, from what I understand, the offense played pretty well. I didn't get to watch any of the game, but better. Made improvement. It was the most complete game you've probably had all season. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a point, like, do you want more games like that? Where it's like, hey, everything kind of came together. The offense played fine, and you guys win 9 games. And then it's like, well, do we want to switch it up on offense? Is that what's best for Kenny Pickett's development?
Question.
You don't want to end up in purgatory.
The Steelers have kind of been in purgatory for a while.
That's what I'm saying.
Late stage Ben and now Pickett. You know, and maybe
you need it to be like it's darkest just before dawn.
Sometimes you need to bottom out for sure. Like, even the year when Ben got hurt and then they traded for Minka, they still managed to stay afloat with, like, Mason Rudolph and fucking Duck Hodges, if you remember him. he went to some tiny school. He went to, like, Samford or something, and that just reminded
Devlin Duck Hodges?
Yeah. That just reminded me, do yourself a favor and go find those tweets about the college that Bajent went to. I don't even have. Is that
Shepherd?
He went to Shepherd College. Yeah. Like, someone pulled up the team that they played against in his last start there. And it seems like the team had an agreement to all have insane haircuts and facial hair for their profile pictures. And like
they all look like build a character from, I don't know, Warcraft or something.
Yeah. They're all like crazy looking white dudes with weird names.
Yeah, Friar Tuck haircuts. Yeah, and
half a beard, like just the left side of a beard and shit. They honestly have a similar vibe to the Phillies, not to bring it back to baseball.
Yeah, like Rugrats, like pigtails.
Yeah, it's really wild.
See, check this out. So this is my roster. This is my starting roster. Pretty much what I roll with for most of the season. Trevor Lawrence, Antonio Brown. A.J. Brown.
Well, that's your first problem.
Yeah.
I'm not cutting him. It's
I'm
the keeper.
Starting him.
He's my keeper, and I'm not cutting him.
Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor's
Lawrence
my quarterback.
Taylor. Lawrence Taylor's my quarterback.
Antonio Brown had a tweet today that we saw that...
he's back at it.
Yeah. It was a cartoon of... it's him running away from a woman carrying a big cache of money saying, like, what, like... ducking child support
payment.
Stupid ass.
Which is bad. But if you're gonna do it, use the Antonio Brown one where he jumps up and kicks the punter. Like, if you're, I'm not saying you should do that, but if you're gonna do it, let's do it right.
You can do it better, baby.
Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. AJ Brown at my starting receiver. Devontae Adams.
Doesn't AJ Brown just break a record or tied someone's record for like 5 straight 125-yard games?
He's been playing great. I cannot get over the hump because Trevor Lawrence is very inconsistent.
Yeah.
Devontae
Adams is
inconsistent. He had a couple boom weeks and a couple busts.
Let's look at his stats.
He got rocked all to shit.
Yeah. Week 1,
Pepper.
1260, 2040, 42, 15, 8, 4, 12. So he's had a couple bad weeks.
So the last 3 weeks, he's averaging 8 points a week, which is not what you want from your presumably first or maybe early second round pick.
Yes, it was very early.
You got him and A.J. Brown at the turn.
Same time, James Cook, been doing okay.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones, he was out for a couple weeks.
That's probably the
He hasn't
one.
Fully come back yet. Evan Ingram, pretty good.
For
Let me
tight
see.
End. Yeah.
9, 11, 13, 12, 6, 11, 9.
I'll take it for a tight end.
For a tight end this season,
yeah.
And Amari Cooper, who's been decent.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt's on this bench. I'm afraid to take out Amari Cooper for Kareem Hunt, but Kareem Hunt is looking like he's the guy there now.
Did Ford get dinged up?
Yeah, Ford sprained his ankle, and it sounds like he'll be out a week or two.
I would play Hunt.
Yeah.
Hunt.
K-Hunt. I got Samaje Perine, C.J. Stroud on my bench. C.J. Stroud's playing Carolina. That might be a big game for him.
Yeah, might as well.
But I don't. I'm afraid to take out Trevor Lawrence because they're playing against Pitt. Y'all's defense is good, right?
Yeah, pass defense. Yeah. The secondary they can unless be had.
Unless your name fucking Puka Nacua, man, he eviscerated us. Yeah. But our pass rush is phenomenal.
And the Jaguars' offensive line hasn't been good.
That might be the week to try out Stroud. I'm in a similar boat. On one of my teams, I've had Stroud on the bench all year, and I'm just like, when do I?
I've started Stroud a couple of times. I think maybe in Sharks, and it's not gone great.
He's cooled off a little bit.
Yeah, I think he had the one really big week, and then for the most part, it's been average. He's not really. The touchdowns kind of aren't there.
How do we let Asan get Patrick Mahomes in this league?
Oh, I was furious.
and McCaffrey. Can we do a public shaming of Asan right now?
Yes,
we have to.
And we have to. We were instructed by another person in the league, Steven, right?
Yeah.
Steven has told us to publicly shame Asan, which you know I love doing.
Get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Left three empty spots in his lineup this week. But here's the wrinkle that I didn't realize. You know who he played?
Who?
Steven.
Yeah.
So Steven
was complaining.
Being honorable.
Now this motherfucker done fixed it, and I got to play him next week. And I'm trying to experiment with CJ Stroud. I'm already down.
I want to see. Call him. I wonder when Steven sent the message. It's probably like 10:01. That's what I would have done. Like the
Absolutely.
Moment it was
yeah.
too late for Asan to fix it.
It had to have been right after. I didn't give the time, but
nah, he don't want to answer the phone.
Oh, we're gonna call him.
He's coming.
You know why I'm calling.
You know why I'm calling. I'm gonna let his voicemail play just to embarrass him.
Hi, you've reached Asan. I'm not available on my phone, but if you leave me a quick message, I'm sure I'll get back.
A quick message.
No, I'm gonna leave a long message.
That did not sound like him.
Hey, I'm Asan. I just graduated like high school.
Yeah. Fuck, that made me realize I have no idea when the last time I recorded an outgoing voicemail was. Probably at
no
least
idea.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
I do a new one every month.
No. Yeah.
When I get a haircut.
You do a topical outgoing voicemail?
I bug celebrities on the street to record a new one for me.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I know this is not a basketball podcast, but I did make a parlay tonight of the two games.
Yeah.
And I took the Lakers points, and they're down by 10 with 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
You got to say what you called it on the flagrant ones, which you should coin the Carl.
A Carlay? Yeah. I
took yeah.
And so when I give my picks today, I'm going to instruct you, people. I think I said this last time. I wouldn't parlay these.
No.
But I'm gonna create some parlays for you today.
You know, I have a whole rant against parlays, but for a parlay of two games, I think that's more than fine. That's fair.
Yeah.
So what'd you take in the night game? Suns or Warriors?
I took Suns points.
But that's about a push, right? Or what are they getting, like 1 point?
It was like three, I think.
Oh, okay.
Two or three.
Lakers get 5.5. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. So what are we talking about?
We no were bouncing one around. Asan.
About to shame Asan.
Oh, yeah.
We could give a status of the league.
He lucked out. Yeah. So Hayes is still.
He earned it this week. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
It was no Mickey Mouse win this week.
No Mickey Mouse shit.
He balled out and he's still.
He's still 7-0. He's still kind of really right in the very
middle of scoring.
Can you look at it and tell me, because I know I'm in last place, but can you tell me how close I am to the next person?
It's, you're 23 points off from Mitchell.
Okay, so that's not bad.
No.
And
no.
The person before him?
It's me at 770, so you're about 45.
Okay, so not terrible.
Yeah.
Not terrible either way. Hopefully C.J. Stroud goes and throws 19 touchdowns. Yeah.
Well, I was in a, I don't know if this is the league I lost or not, but I played against Mahomes this week, and his first half was absurd.
Yeah, he had 300 yards in the first half and I think three touchdowns.
And Kelsey had like 170 in a score at halftime or something crazy, 130?
Yeah, he was at 130, so he was, I thought maybe he would get to the tight end receiving record, which is held by Shannon Sharpe, which he got at a game I went to, and it was infuriating. I want Kelsey to break that curse for me.
I have Patrick Mahomes in another league. Let me tell y'all my team in this fucking league. So I just want to let people know, because I don't want people to think that I don't know what I'm doing here. Also, we could talk about my all-black hockey team I drafted.
Really? I saw you did your all-white basketball team again.
Yeah, the Yakubians are back in.
That's a tall order when you don't. So was it a snake draft and you didn't have a top five pick? So you don't get Luka or Jokic.
I didn't get Luka or Jokic.
So who are you taking the first? Sabonis?
Sabonis and then Markkanen.
Yeah, Markkanen's a bit of a reach in the second.
He did good.
I think if you're going in with an agenda to get all white players, you're gonna have to have a few reaches.
Yeah. All right. So in this league, I'm two and five. I'm still in eighth place because they're 2-1-6 people. So that's good. I'm ahead of them. I'm not ahead of them points four, but points, I don't know. I'm after that. I don't know how I'm still in eighth place. But anyway, this is the league with Scott King in it. And his team is called Team King every year, which is annoying. It's like, make a team name. Yeah. He's won his league a couple years. All right, so on this, I have Patrick Mahomes, Rashad White. I'm starting Antonio Gibson, which is not great. Tyreek, Pickens, Goddard, Ridley, Washington D, who I'm about to cut, and Matt Prater. I got Garrett Wilson on my bench because what did he do?
That's a tough break.
Yeah, he didn't.
He didn't play.
He didn't play this week, yeah.
So you had Tyreek in the first and Wilson in the second, probably, right?
Yeah, Tyreek in the first, Wilson in the second.
Mahomes
in the third.
Which, prior to Rodgers' injury, I would have been fucking rock hard for that draft. Like,
yeah,
getting Tyreek and Garrett Wilson, if Aaron Rodgers stays on the field, would have been...
I was ready to win this league.
Would have been demolishing.
Yeah, I was ready to win this league. And yet, I am in a place where I am 2-5. I'm on a four-game losing... Because I started off 2-0, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I lost every game since then.
Who are your... running backs on your bench?
Running backs on the bench are, well, I just put Antonio Gibson on the bench. So starting Damian Pierce from Houston.
That's a tough one. That's a tough break. I've got him in my head. It sucks.
And Zach Charbonnet, which is he's not doing anything. And Matt Breda, which I don't know why.
He had handcuffed to
Barkley.
Saquon.
Charbonnet is almost like a handcuff at this point because I feel like he has the talent, but like he's not getting the run over Walker.
He could at some point start getting more touches because he's a rookie.
I had a tough know when to hold him, know when to fold him, which is...
Oh, we got an incoming call from Hassan.
Oh, here we go.
All right. Hassan Kumar Williams, you are on live with the Foosballs.
And
this is your public shaming.
Shame.
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 I'm being shamed for not setting my lineup.
Yes, you are being shamed for not setting your lineup.
ain't that a shame?
and you are also being shamed for just being you.
Well, I do not accept the latter. I will accept the shame and for not setting my lineup. It was a busy week for me traveling. Plus, my team was decimated by bye weeks, which I did not foresee when I drafted those players. And that's where I'm
busy
at.
Busy traveling. Do you know who I am? Yeah. They call me the one man band. I travel. I'm always on the road. Now, I need you to apologize and say, my name is Asan. Repeat after me. You ready?
Yeah.
My name is Asan.
My name is Asan.
Kumar.
Kumar.
Williams.
Williams.
The third.
The third.
The worst in the lineage.
The worst in the lineage.
Third is always worse. Repeat after me. Say it.
Oh, third is always worse. Yes.
I don't watch nor know anything about football.
Oh, man.
Repeat after me.
You gotta
this is your public shaming.
You should have started your guys.
You should have started your guys. I don't watch nor know anything about football.
I don't watch nor know anything about football.
My boxers are lace.
My what?
My boxers are lace.
You wear lacy boxers? Say it.
Yes, say my boxers are leather and lace.
I have to amend for accuracy. My boxer briefs are lace.
Okay, that was what he took issue with. Yeah.
So they're even tighter lace. Yeah.
That's how I describe my underwear, as tight lace.
Well, that's a great thing to wear under your Dalvin Klein jeans.
Yes, your Dalvin Klein. I wear Dalvin Klein jeans.
I wear Dalvin Klein jeans.
And they give me rashes, and the listener knows where.
And they give me rashes, and the listener knows where.
Yes. All right. That's your public shaming.
All right.
Go to hell. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
I'll see y'all there.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
Oh, that was fun.
That was fun. And now his lineup is set.
And I'm pissed off about it because I'm playing him. But this week is going to be the CJ Stroud week. That's a lock. That's a Carl lock.
All right.
CJ Stroud. Take a player prop on CJ Stroud.
That reminds me, Kevin, we did get another email from, is it Charles Bill or Bill Charles? Or
William Charles?
Yes, from the man who is betting all of Carl's locks. I don't have it pulled up right now. You want to read this for? I don't know. You haven't heard this yet.
No, I don't read it.
We got another communique from the field. or Ryan's got it pulled up. Yeah. Okay, Ryan.
Also, let's not encourage this.
Charles Bill is the only one allowed. Dear Foosballs, as per your suggestion.
Starts off good.
Yeah, dear.
Yeah.
As per your suggestion, I invested all the cash I could get my hands on into Carl's locks this week.
I don't remember if we suggested that or not, but it sounds like us.
Yeah, that's, I think, a bit of a reach there. I even worked extra hours at Panera and was formally reprimanded for being too intense in my attempts to upcharge customers.
Okay, now that implies that they get paid on commission. Oh, wait, yeah. I think he did tell us that last week, right?
Maybe.
He's trying to upcharge because they get paid on a commission.
Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't imagine that at Panera, but okay. When I came out of my back-to-back screenings of the Eras Tour and Killers of the Flower Moon, I checked my gambling app with the expectation of reveling in my newfound wealth. Instead, I dropped to my knees and was asked to leave. At this point, the only way out of the cave is deeper down. Carl's locks will save me. In anticipation of betting the locks this coming week, I've taken a large loan from some shady people, using my precocious son Dominic as collateral. I know, come next Monday, I'll pay them off and finally be rich. Regards.
Oh, regards!
And you're right. You're right. Because this week, the Carlay is going to get you rich.
The Carlay.
The Carlay is coming this week. Let's go through my locks of what I had last week. And let's see what... Because I got a couple wins in there. We're not going to act like I ain't get a couple wins in there.
You got one.
I thought I got three.
According to, he's got them here, and it sounds like you got one. It says the New York Giants plus three hit.
Yeah, that hit. All right, let's see here. Locks.
Now, maybe these are incorrect. Maybe Charles is.
I got to try to find the picture that was.
Because there were a couple that were posted on the Instagram graphic that were errant.
Yeah.
Because we said to take out the skips.
We said take out the skips.
And he just took out the word skip but left the pick.
Oh, no.
But I think you may have gotten those right. So let's
okay. Okay. Yeah.
Charles, you're wrong here, pal.
But if Charles is basing on what was actually said in the show, he might be right.
He did take out the skips. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, okay. So Kevin,
that's kind of on us.
Yeah, for future reference, when I say skip, that means we're not betting that one.
Robert, I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
Let me see what we got here.
Was an honest mistake on Robert's part, and we should have.
Yeah, and Charles, you should know that.
Was it the full? So I said Raiders, Bears, clearly lost that one. Buffalo minus -9.
Let's talk about that for a quick second.
Raiders,
get
Raiders,
any
Bears?
Lower than where the Raiders are right now?
Man, I could not believe what I saw when I checked in on that game.
That was rough.
They are a team that has truly no idea what are you guys? What do you want to be? Where are you going? This is so so lame.
The moment they gave that mega deal to John Gruden, it just felt like, what the fuck are you doing?
We're in Dan Snyder levels of like ownership decision making here.
Yeah,
like retreads and just grasping at straws.
Malpractice is the term that keeps coming to mind. Like, if I were a Raiders fan, I'd be like, look, there are things you could do. You make mistakes. Teams lose games. You have bad seasons. But like, at a certain point, it's just fucking malpractice. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
I couldn't believe it. I was like, you're a better team than this. You've won games this season.
Yeah, you're at 2 wins, 3 even maybe?
I think they're 3-4.
Sometimes that's they crazy. Show up.
It's crazy.
You've got last year's leading rusher. You've got a quarterback who was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, arguably the best wideout in the league.
At one point.
A top 5 wideout in the league.
Yeah, if he's good. In the right situation, he can make the argument. Yeah, they're 3-4. They're second in the division.
One of the 5 best pass rushers in the league.
Yep.
And it just is bad. All right, what were your other picks, Carl? You had Green Bay. They shit the bed.
Green Bay shit the bed. They did.
Did they shit the bed, or are they just bad? I mean, they played arguably the worst team in football, so yeah, but
they've been better though.
Yeah.
Wait, remind me who they played?
Denver. So I mean, yeah, that's a shit the bed because that's a team that I think is actively trying to lose. But
yeah, you gotta beat Denver.
But I'm wondering if like we saw the little flashes of Jordan Love being good, but maybe he's just not. Maybe he's just a pretty like bottom 10, bottom 12 quarterback.
This is a team that gave up 70 points.
Yeah.
You should be able to get to have a decent day.
Yeah, you got 16, I think.
Oof.
I mean, you only got 19.
Who else we got here? Steelers, Rams. Rams minus -3.5. Y'all won that, right?
That was one of the ones that I think you wanted to skip.
Yeah, I did skip that one, and I skipped Lions, Ravens.
Yeah, the Steelers had truly like had a very Steelers-y win, which was like a couple splash plays on defense and just Kenny Pickett doing just enough. Honestly really liked what I saw from Pickett. A friend of mine, Andrew Lind, who's in one of my leagues, I told him I'd give him a shout out. He's a listener. Is a Panthers fan, and I was like, how are you feeling about Bryce Young? And he was like, how are you feeling about Kenny Pickett? And I said, my answer was like, oh, I didn't realize, but that is how I feel, because I hadn't thought about it like this before. But I was like, Kenny Pickett has all the intangibles. I just don't think he has any of the tangibles. I feel like the team probably respects the hell out of him. He's gutty. He took a shot in the first drive of that game where I was like, he might leave this game.
Oh, shit.
And he stayed in and, like, balled out. I was reminded, there was a great thread someone did on Twitter today, too, when they're talking about banning the tush push. Someone did a Twitter of all the, like, moves that have been banned over the years. Like, Deacon Jones used to just slap the fucking offensive tackle in the head.
Yeah, with a metal bar in his cast, in the cast that he was wearing.
And, like, teams that would take... Or Belichick would like take a delay a game because the clock would start again. Anyway, stuff like that. And I forgot that Pickett did that fake slide in college, which is one of the fun. Have you seen this? It's like a 35-yard run, and he goes like he's about to slide, and then he's like, psych, and winds up with like a 70-yard touchdown. And I was like, I forgot how awesome that was.
My quarterback in high school used to do that. I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I would like to ban that one. I think that's just strategy.
I think it, it was on this list as like an honorable mention because I don't know how you could actually ban it, but
yeah.
Ban that tush push shit.
Yeah, over it?
Yeah.
It's not that interesting. It's not that fun to watch.
It's not that fun to watch. It's only fun to watch for Eagles fans. Like,
and Jalen Hurts fantasy owners, baby.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess like it's kind of hard to say ban it because why? Like, why ban? Yeah. But like, especially, it's just like, ah, okay, they're gonna get the
fight.
Like,
yeah, there's no suspense to it. Yeah. There's no like, if the outcome is basically just a foregone conclusion, like we know what's gonna happen. It's the same thing with onside kicks. Like, do something different because we know they're not gonna get it. Yeah. Like, it's so.
If they line up, I say if they line up in that formation, defense has the right to go offsides.
So someone brought this up. It doesn't really make sense for like fourth and one, mm-hmm. but for fourth and goal.
Yeah.
Even, I guess, any and goal when they're going to tush-push, why not just line up size?
Mm-hmm.
You're losing you're literally losing inches. Like,
yeah. Try to get away with it?
Just like until the fucking Philly gives up and runs a different play.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Literally stand in the backfield and fucking pull Hurts down.
Yeah.
Or like risk injury, frankly. Like,
when I used to do
wait, hold on. So you're not saying just like line up like a little bit like offsides, like helmet over the ball, just a little bit extra. You mean line up like behind the offensive line?
Why not? I was just a game of chicken. Eventually, they're going to have to run another play.
So basically, the defensive tackle would be like lining up next to the center, like another quarterback.
You know how you could do, like, you would do it in a video game, even though you know the penalty's coming, but it's kind of fun.
Who's paying for that fine?
What fine? Why is that a fine?
That's fine. They'll find a way to fine.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. We had a couple haters in the comments.
Really?
Yeah, because first of all, I'm content with these locks.
What comment? Yeah. On the Instagram?
Yeah, on the Instagram page. I mean, it's the full Flagrant Ones Instagram page, so, you know, like...
So these are probably, like, Flagrant Ones fans that don't actually listen to Foosballs and don't actually know us.
Yeah. They don't like me.
And they don't know that, like, I'm really sensitive about mean stuff in the comments. And really mean. It actually really ruins my day.
Real fucking haters in the comments. We had one person say,
I'll stop. Sorry, Greg.
don't take responsibility for these dickheads.
MAGA Bartel.
Because first of all, let's go through what I lost here. Raiders, Bears. It was pretty damn safe to take Raiders -3.
Yeah.
That was bullshit. Bills, Patriots should have been fucking Bills. Now, maybe that -9 was a little bit strong.
But you only said money line on that.
I did say money line on that. I just said take Bills money line. This is why we got to get this. We got to get this graphic correct, Kevin. I'm not scolding you. I'm just saying we got to get it correct.
We'll get it right next time.
Yeah. We're going to do it again today. Because now, because I lost, I picked, how many did I pick? 6 this time, so now I got to pick 8 or 10.
Yeah, we're going up by 2?
Yeah. So, this is great. And I want you to fucking bet them. And to the haters in the comments,
What'd they say?
One person said 2-8, so other fans don't have to check. First of all, kiss my ass.
First of all, there weren't 8. There were 8 total.
They didn't listen to the show.
They
didn't listen. They just haters. The next guy says, oh, Carl, no. Bitch! These are fucking good picks.
Yeah.
Like,
it's gambling. What do you expect?
It's fucking gambling.
Yeah.
You clown. Stop beating your fucking meat and type it on Instagram with sticky fingers.
Yeah. You ever think maybe that's why you're losing bets? Because you've sinned?
Yeah.
By spilling good seed?
That's why you're losing bets.
You're spilling that good seed.
That fucking delicious seed.
That could have
seed.
Been a child, you sick fuck.
Yeah. And now it's a just baby.
In
we
a
need
Kleenex
them.
Or a
We need healthy babies.
But I am going to shout out one fan who was not a hater. Blake Stuck.
We love you, Blake.
We love you, Blake. Just parlayed all of these. $1 to win, 180. Let's get this paper, kings and queens. And that's how you got to approach this shit.
Yeah. You got to have the
not
right
like
attitude.
These fucking assholes.
And you, okay, and so you didn't get the dollar? Who gives a, you lost a dollar. Who gives
lost a dollar.
Shit?
Matter of fact,
I bet you had a good time.
Take a dollar off your Patreon this month.
Sunday morning. He woke up dreaming about what he was going to do with that 180.
Yeah, but he had fun watching the games. It's instant excitement.
I am here.
Fix his laptop for that money.
Let me tell you something. Well, first of all, they're probably not listening to this. But to the Hollywood Handbook fans who, maybe they hate listening. Who are hate listening to this.
They're beating off.
Beating
That's
off.
That's why it's called the
fucking
Handbook.
Meat
fucking jacking your meat. And pulling on your titties, because there's women out there, too. You're yanking
and
your
titties.
And
that's what they do.
For all the ladies out there, pulling on your titties.
Can we put a disclaimer at the top for my sister?
To all those beautiful ladies out there, pulling on your titties.
The ones who hate listening to this... And as soon as you see my name and face pop up, you immediately pull your meat out, pull your titties out, and start yanking on them.
Pulling on what you got.
I am here to provide joy. I am an attraction. Amusement. Okay?
This is supposed to be fun, guys.
It's fun. All right? And it's gonna be fun. And to those of you who are haters, tie those titties together.
Stop pulling them.
Tie that dick into
tie
a
behind
fucking,
your back.
Yeah, tie it behind your back. Stop pulling them. Because football comes on Sunday, and that's a sin to pulling your titties on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
So I'm going to keep giving locks. I'm going to keep doing my thug thizzle, and you're going to see them again this week. Your pieces of shit. And I want you to, Kevin, when you post it, say to the haters, tie your titties behind your back.
Yeah.
And a tie warning. Your dicks up into a poodle,
yeah,
like a balloon animal.
Yeah. Maybe
but your dicks aren't big enough.
Tie them in a knot, tie them in a bow. You know, throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier.
Tie your tiny dicks.
Tie your tiny dicks into the tiniest poodle.
Make a little balloon animal out of it. Yeah.
All right. What was the other one? Steelers Rams. I didn't pick that one. Cardinals Seahawks. That one. That hit.
Now, who, I mean, Seahawks won, right? Like, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dolphins, like Eagles, maybe a bad pick. I'll concede.
I was with you on that, though. That was like, that felt like.
Because the Eagles' offense still hasn't clicked.
Yeah.
But they, like, the Eagles played well. They played well. And, like, Tua had a rough underthrown interception towards the end where he was looking for Mostert in the end zone.
That felt like watching that game. That felt like one of those games where, the away team had no chance. Like, that crowd seemed super hyped up. They just you weren't going in there and winning.
Philly's
because the Philly secondary felt like that they should be totally susceptible to what Miami can do on offense.
Yeah, and it what was it, 24-17? Was that the final score
of that game?
31-17. Well, speaking of Philly, they're now down 3-2 to the Diamondbacks.
Okay.
So a little comeuppance there.
Yeah. Oh,
probably guys... those are probably Philly fans that made that. They don't follow me, so I can't check their pages. And of course, they don't follow me. You know, Kevin, me and Kevin talk about this all the time. You know, the ones that don't follow me, you know what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like my content, if you don't like my super. Super black crunchy Nestle Crunch bar content where I'm yelling at the camera like this the whole time. If you don't want to see that, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah. Too crunchy.
Too crunchy.
I've never heard that word used in that context.
Super crunchy Nestle Crunch black Mr. Good Bar crackle. Halloween's coming up.
Ooh, now I'm getting hungry.
I do like a crackle, actually.
Of course.
It's a good Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Never. You only see it. They don't sell that at the store.
No.
Hershey Symphony Bar. Chock full of nuts.
Do they even make a full-size crackle, or does it only come in mini?
Probably like in the early 90s.
Maybe, yeah.
And it only comes assorted with mini Mr. Good Bars. Yeah.
I remember mini Mr. Good... I remember Mr. Good Bar being in grocery stores.
Yeah.
But they don't do that anymore?
I don't think so. Now it just feels like there's like 50 different types of Reese's.
You know what? I
truly
don't quote me on this. It may not be real, but I feel like they still make big Mr. Good bars, not regular size.
Oh,
but,
like and the, not the king big size, yellow package,
the big ones,
like Wonka size.
Yeah, this like the Symphony bars. Yeah. If you go into the candy aisle and you can get a Symphony bar,
yeah,
what's a Symphony like this, bar.
Symphony is the very fancy chocolate.
It's okay. Got like it looks like it's like written on sheet music.
Yeah,
I'm a big. You guys like caramello?
Hell yeah. And I'm not even a big chocolate guy, honestly. That's Symphony.
Remember that? Those look classy.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Beautiful.
Anyway, to those people, it's very funny. It may not be tied together, but it's very funny that when I look at the two people who complain,
where did this come from?
What?
Candy.
Oh, the
crunchy,
candy stuff.
Crunchy.
My crunchy content. My crunchy chocolate content.
I thought... Yeah, I've heard crunchy used as like to describe like a hippie.
Yeah, like Harry Granola.
Oh, it's just crunchy.
We changed
these are some crunchy vibes.
We're taking it back.
We're taking it back.
Take back hashtag take back crunchy, you guys.
Sorry,
take
hippies.
Back hashtag day. Take black crunchy.
Take black crunchy.
Sorry, hippies.
Taking black Sunday. Is that anything? A resounding no.
Taking black Sunday.
I had to think about it. I'm on to it.
That's okay. Hey, they can't all be something.
But those games, I got to talk about my Saints because I got to remain accountable. They are not living up to the prediction that I gave them.
Greg's lock of the season was Saints winning like 10 games, and it's getting a little
bit. Where
are
we at now?
But yeah. this was, if you remember, if you go back and listen to that, it was all about how easy their schedule was. And we looked at this week and said, they play the Jags. That's a tough one. They might lose that one. They're like 3-4, are they?
3-4. Out of the four games that they've lost, three of those games were very winnable.
Yeah.
Four of them were very winnable.
Yeah.
This one wasn't
unwinnable.
It wasn't.
I mean,
the Foster Moreau drop, man.
That's a killer.
But think about it. The spread on that game, I don't want to say the NFL is rigged, but there's been a lot of shit.
No one is saying that.
There's been a lot of shit this year that I'm like, what
feels a little iffy?
It was his stat line that week, his player prop was over 65 yards.
Yeah.
And that touchdown would have gave him 66.
Oh.
That is a shockingly high line for Foster Moreau.
Yeah.
I would have put it at like 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like maybe a two reception kind of guy.
I was bagging on him a little bit.
He's starting now because Jawan Johnson is out.
Right.
Oh, right.
I was bagging on him a little bit after that in the chat thread, and I'll admit I had completely forgotten that he just like beat cancer or whatever.
Yeah. I saw that
too. Oh, whoops.
Because I was going to make a post like, cut this guy right now. And then I Googled his name, and I was like, oh, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I laid into him pretty good. I didn't forget.
That was a tough drop. Because Derek Carr, what are y'all's thoughts on Derek Carr? So, my Raider fan friends were all in my DMs being like, he's your problem now.
Mm.
And I'm like, he's pretty good. Like, he's Kirk Cousins. Like,
yeah.
I think he's going to be peaks and valleys. I've watched a ton of Derek Carr, and he'll drive you crazy.
Like, but those Raiders teams were pretty bad. The offensive line. Yeah. Now, our offensive line right now is a shell of itself.
Yeah.
So that's not helping
anything. Which is crazy.
It is.
It's crazy how fast that happened. Because a few years ago, you're talking about Teron Armstead, Ryan Ramczyk looked like the best right tackle ever.
Yeah.
McCoy at center. Did they get one of those Michigan guards like Cesar Ruiz?
Andrus Pete. Like, for some reason, Andrus Pete, who was
just kind of old, though, wasn't he?
He's not. Late 20s, I think.
I think the issue is you guys essentially traded a first to draft Trevor Penning, and he's not been good.
No.
Yeah.
He got benched.
And Ramczyk hasn't been as good as he was out of the gate, I don't think, either.
He's not playing right now, I don't think.
Is he hurt? Cesar Ruiz was not a huge hit.
He's doing pretty good.
Okay, good. I like a Michigan man.
Yeah.
I like a Michigan man.
Do I have to talk about the Michigan scandal?
Yo, so I didn't Google it.
This is the non-scandal, right? This is the kind of bullshit thing?
But it's starting to look a little. Look, the first thing is that this assistant has been going to watch other teams play.
Okay.
And it's shocking. It's basically like scouting is kind of banned because not every school has the resources to do it or something like that. That was stupid. But now they're saying there might. And at first it was like, oh, he was just like, he did it on his own. Harbaugh didn't tell him to do it. And it's like, well, okay.
Mm.
But now there's a lot of videos coming out from like Ohio State game last year where that guy is like standing right next to the defensive coordinator and like frantically yelling shit at him. Right before the audible or something.
Oh.
So it's starting to look like there might be a little more to this. It sucks because
it's about like trying to decipher the signs, like stealing the signs, right?
Which is, if you can do it manually, I think is fine.
Yeah, because I mean,
it's like
the
baseball.
Signs are fucking gigantic and they're holding up. Everyone can see. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Like the thing, of course we're going to try to steal it.
It's just like baseball, but yeah. The idea is that if they filmed or something or used some sort of like techno, which it may be the case, that they may have like spygated.
So if I
DVR
the game at home, am I allowed?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. But we beat the shit out of Michigan State and they showed Hitler on the Jumbotron. So I'd say we got a pretty fucking thorough win. What a great time for that.
Can we talk about Lamar Jackson finally balling out.
Spanked the Lions.
Now, I was not expecting that.
Me neither.
I think I took the Lions points. But
Lions were like the hottest team.
Yeah.
Going into the
and
weekend.
You know, you're still rooting for them from Hard Knocks, but they got a good ass whooping this weekend.
Yeah.
And
it's a good wake up call.
They ran into a buzzsaw, it felt like. It's interesting with the Ravens is because the offense just kind of exploded, and especially the passing game, because it'd been looking like just like they weren't in sync. The wide receivers weren't right, but the week before, Zay Flowers kind of went off a little bit, got his first touchdown, and now maybe he's coming along enough where it's opening up the offense, and could be scary. Could be scary for the rest of the AFC.
Andrews had a big game.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Lamar at all costs. I hope he can make it to at least the AFC championship.
Yeah, we got to put him. He needs to get like the LeBron fucking sleeping tent. What is LeBron? Doesn't.
You know, a hyperbaric chamber?
Yeah. I almost said gas chamber, and I was like, no. That's
my man.
No, you're still thinking about that Michigan State.
I'm still thinking about that Michigan State guy. He sleeps in like a sealed hyperbaric. Yeah, we need to get that for Lamar. I guess that's more for wear and tear. And Lamar, I just worry he's going to get hit in the wrong place at the wrong time. But I do want to see, even as a Ravens hater, I want to see Lamar in a really big game.
I was hoping that he would have got traded to Atlanta this year. And I'm also an Atlanta hater. But it would have just been reminiscent of the olden days, Michael Vick. Yeah. And that would have been tight. And I think they have the team this year that could really use him.
Yeah.
Desmond Ridder is
trash.
That game, I was mad at that game because my homeboy did like a player pool. And he bet against the Saints, and then he was trolling me during that game. And I'm like, we're doing pretty well. And we were coming back, and I was like, you might be quiet over there. But then Foster Moreau dropped that ball. And he went as far as to put a trolling picture in his Instagram story of me eating an L. And then I was like, the Atlanta Falcons are going to lose, and you're going to lose every other team on that list, and you're going to go broke. And and he lost a lot of them, but the Falcons did end up winning, so he had.
Boy, Ridder almost biffed it up, though. Did you see that?
I did see his fumble at
the pylon?
Yeah.
That was a
tough one that went out of bounds.
Looked like he kind of let off the gas at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, imagine Lamar. If Lamar were on the Falcons, I mean, Kyle Pitts, Drake London to the moon fantasy value.
Yeah.
Yeah, the running game would be pretty sick. Oh. And their defense is good for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah.
The Falcons have a good defense.
Are they 4-3?
Yeah.
Yeah, they took over the first place in the NFC South because we lost this damn game. Power rankings haven't changed much. Philly moved up to 2 over the Chiefs. Oh, no. Chiefs still sitting at number 1. Philly at 2. San Francisco at 3. I still think San Francisco's real. Brock Purdy is kind of.
He's a fraud.
He's a fraud and a failure.
Wait, he's a fraud.
Remind me who they lost.
Pee-wee.
Why am I blanking on who they lost to?
Debo was not playing this week.
Minnesota. Last night.
Oh, who did?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Minnesota.
That's a
tough L, considering that we thought that Minnesota team was like the best team that's going to go 0-17 this year.
I mean, let me ask you this. I was thinking about this earlier today. If, say, Purdy doesn't work out, how long do you think the window is open for San Fran? And if it doesn't happen in this window, is that like an all-time fumbling of a really talented core of players?
What do you mean? So, like, how long do you stick with?
Because, like, everyone's getting paid huge deals soon. Pretty soon, their whole fucking salary cap is going to be sent to, like, Debo, McCaffrey, Bosa, Warner.
Yeah, you've got the highest paid defensive player. You've got, I believe, the highest paid left tackle.
So,
and Trent Williams.
Yeah.
So, like,
running back.
If Purdy's not the guy and they have is the window open long enough to get to the next quarterback there? And if
I think so. Because Purdy not being the guy, first of all, we don't know if Purdy is not
the guy. I'm not the guy. He's a little.
You don't like.
And they
you don't
got
like
to
Brock
the Super
Purdy.
Bowl with Garoppolo, so you don't even need to be the. When I say the guy, I just mean fucking Alex Smith. You know.
Yeah, I guess I'm upset with Purdy because I finally came around a couple of weeks ago and said, okay, I think he's legit. And then he's looked like dog shit the past 2 weeks, making me look like a fool. Now I'll never forgive him.
I thought the same thing.
Here's who I'm kind of giving up on. The Dolphins.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they're as real as we. They got the best receiver in football. Yeah. They got a quarterback who can get him the ball.
They've got a really shitty offensive line.
Yeah.
And I don't. I think the defense is really overrated.
It's very overrated.
Yeah.
The defense is very overrated.
All I want is Dolphins, Ravens in the playoffs. That would be so much fun.
To see those two guys play in a big game.
To see the Dolphins offense score 40 and Lamar score 45 or whatever. Yeah. Like, that would be fun really fun.
The two teams that I root for the most are bad for no reason. And I want to apologize. I want to take this time to apologize because I need some good karma. I've been you know, picking up old ladies' purses off the ground. And
you've been sinning for so long.
I've been sinning.
I've been pulling on your
pulling on my meat and tying my titties up.
Tying your titties.
Yeah, not tying. For those of you who I have wronged, not to the hater ass fans, you can kiss my ass and go to
you
hell.
You guys are scum.
You're scum.
Yeah, eat shit forever. But
to those of you who I have wrongfully accused of being a hater and told you to tie your titties up, you can untie your titties. You can
let them breathe.
You can let your titties breathe. You can untie your meat. And I want to apologize to anybody who I've wronged, because the Saints and the Chargers are just letting me down like every week. And they're both good teams.
Watching the Chargers, it's so apparent, like they look so lifeless and no energy or spirit there. I think Herbert's finger is really kind of fucking him up.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like himself, but it's coaching. Like, I don't think I've ever seen it. Like a team that just has so much talent. Well, there's some guys that are like underachieving. Like Joey Bosa, he ain't it. That man, when was the last time we were like, oh, Joey Bosa?
True. It's true. I wonder what his
I just got an email from Joey Bosa saying, tell your co-host to keep my name out of his mouth or I'm coming for you.
Yeah. I think we might know a little bit about his motivations.
I think he's just looking for a reason.
Also, I hate your crunchy black podcast.
I wonder what Joey Bosa's career splits are before and after January 6th, 2021. Like, did he sprain an MCL or something on Nancy Pelosi's door jam? Now he can't get any burst off the line anymore.
Yeah, I think the coaching is so bad there. Watching, there was a few really rough moments. There's two. There's one drive for the Chargers. I think late in the third, early in the fourth quarter, they're losing. It feels like they've got no pep in the step, and they run three straight running plays, go three and out, and have to punt the ball. Herbert doesn't throw the ball once. Like, that's totally inexcusable. And then late in the game, the Chiefs, still only up seven, are driving. They have third and 15, and the Chargers play everyone back, everyone. And it was so obvious that the Chiefs could easily throw underneath it, like to Kelce or Rice, guys that are really good at getting downfield in a hurry and pick up a first down really, really fast. Or Mahomes will do what he does all the time and just like outrun, somehow get this gift from God where he'll be able to outrun everybody while looking incredibly slow and pick up the first down. And that's what he did. He was easily able to scramble for a first down. And I saw it the moment they lined up. I was like, oh, we're getting this. Like I don't know shit, but I know that we're going to beat that defense.
Brandon Staley, he's too up there analytics ass.
I mean, you got to give the guy credit. He grew a beard.
Oh, credit where credit's due.
He's like, okay, we gotta, you know, refresh and throw something new out there after that loss in the playoffs. I'm gonna grow a beard, and I think that's gonna really.
If they get bounced really, again, he's gonna come back next year with fucking bangs.
He goes to the
he's gonna come back with a pixie cut.
Analytically speaking, how many hairs will I be able to grow before Sunday's game?
Yeah, I need to grow something fast. Oh, my bush is huge.
All right, let's give some locks.
This is this episode is TVMA.
Yeah, and that's good. That's good.
Meharry's, I don't know,
antics.
Yeah, Meharry's antics. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
let's give some 8 week locks. What do you say? It's Halloween.
We get 8 locks this week.
Halloween. Hold on, I gotta find the get this. Oh, there
thank you guys for doing all the work. I haven't been on a laptop in a while. You guys right. have all the research.
It's
stuff, all right. But I just
it's good for my ADHD to have another thing going while talking.
All right, we got Bills Bucks on Thursday night this week.
What spread?
Bucks been pretty good. It's Buffalo -8.5.
Ooh,
big spread.
It's in Buffalo.
It is in Buffalo,
and
the weather is 55 degrees, so it's not that cold.
A beautiful night in Buffalo in October.
I believe Buffalo is. I believe Buffalo's due for a win.
Yeah, it feels like it could be a get right game.
But I don't know if I would take them
eight and a half.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna tell y'all to take the Bills money line.
There you go.
And this is the parlay, so the money line is a safe way to enhance the value of a parlay.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 Saints, Colts. Colts ain't got a quarterback.
That is a, that's a tough one.
Have we talked about this yet? What a fucking bummer that Anthony Richardson's got.
He was doing good. Sucks, everybody man. Was.
He was so fun to watch.
Yeah, everybody was hating on him.
It's going to be such a fun ride.
He was doing good.
Were people hating on him?
Oh, hell yeah. What? They were all like, that dude sucked at Florida. He sucks. I don't know why the coach taking that flyer on him. He sucks.
Oh, during the draft?
Yeah. But then the first couple weeks, he played decently.
You know
what?
It was pretty wild.
Who fucking sucked in college? Tom Brady. Wins and losses are not the thing that measures.
It was pretty nuts because I thought, okay, watching Richardson in college was a blast. And it was like just so many crazy highs. But then it sounded like he was going to be a project. And then it was really crazy. The first week or two of training camp, we were hearing all these reports that, wow, he looks awesome. Like he's way, way ahead.
Ben Solak talked me into it. I'm in.
It's a bummer. I hope his playing style isn't too bad
taking
for his
hits.
Health.
Yeah. Stay away from Saints Colts.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Too bad. Too bad. Two teams that can't get right. I want to say the Saints will win that game. The line is Indy -1, so that means that we are really screwed.
Wow. Yeah.
Because
the Colts just put up 38 against the best defense in football.
Yeah.
So they got some Minshew magic going.
Yeah. Rams Cowboys. Dallas -6.5. Shit.
Oh, man, that's a tough
Ooh,
one.
Ooh, give me the Rams and those points. I mean, I'm sorry, these aren't Greg's locks.
Why are you saying that?
The Rams look good right now.
Good?
I mean you guys just
Puka Nacua is good.
We beat them, but they played well. Like, we played probably like our best game of the year to beat them narrowly with a little bit of help from the Zebras, too. Like, I don't know. I think Nacua and Kupp together is.
Oh, Kupp is back, huh?
And Nacua just does what Robert Woods did.
Their
man.
Defense is pretty weak, though.
Yeah.
Besides the best defensive player in football.
It was pretty crazy looking at the stat line for the Rams because it didn't seem like Cooper Kupp did much, and Puka Nacua just sort of took over. So that feels like it's going to be a pick-your-poison kind of thing with the Rams where you can stop one, but you're not going to be able to stop both.
Yeah.
I think the Cowboys are coming off a bye week, aren't they? I think they're going to be ready for them.
Okay.
I'm going to go Cowboys money line on
that. It gives Mike McCarthy extra chances to get massages in the office.
I'm going to go Cowboys money line. I don't want to take those points because Rams probably lose within 6.5. So, Vikings Packers. The line is even. That's a split, a push. So don't take that game.
Okay. I would say, feels like two teams going in very opposite directions.
Yeah.
I feel like the Vikings
But there's
are...
no money on it.
Yeah.
Well, you can just take the Vikings money line.
Yeah. All right, that's the parlay.
All right, the parlay so
You're not
far
winning
is...
no money.
On the even game, you'll get good. All right, so far the parlay is Bills money line, Boys money line, and
Vikings money line. And then...
This is the way.
These are the individual, the Carlocks, okay? Atlanta -2.5. Atlanta.
Where are they
Lock
playing?
Lock it in.
Where are they playing?
Titans. Atlanta versus Titans. Let's take Atlanta -2.5. I think Atlanta can beat that. Pats, Dolphins. Miami -9.5. Now, the Pats beat who this week?
Buffalo.
A team that, while Miami is better, I don't know if they like... That's a big line.
Yeah.
It's a big line.
I mean, that might have been the Patriots Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was at home. This is on the road. And the Dolphins just always seem to have
a hard time.
Yeah.
They have a hard time up there.
And they're going to be excited. They're going to be on Hard Knocks in season.
You know what? It's Carl's Locks. We taking Pats plus 9 and
whoa!
Nine.
There we go.
That's okay. A lock for you.
This Pats is the way. The Carlay.
Yeah. This is the Pats over Dolphins plus 9.5, Kevin.
He's got a gun. He's got a gun.
lock the gates. Jets, Giants. Jets minus 3.
Boy,
stay away.
What a disappointment.
This week is tough. These are some tough picks.
Yeah, stay away from that one. Jags, Steelers. Jacksonville minus 2.5. Steelers just came off a good win. Jags are away. Trevor Lawrence's knee is fucked up. He's got a knee sprain.
Did he re-injure
it? Give it to me.
Steelers money line.
Oh, that'll make some money.
Hey, I love it.
Steelers money line. I think Steelers can get a dub against Jacksonville. Eagles, Commanders. Eagles, fucking minus 6.5.
Yeah, fucking destroy them.
6.5 is the spread?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I take that.
It's a lock. Browns, Seahawks, best defense. Seahawks minus 3. Take Browns plus 3.
I like it.
Yep.
Is Watson playing? What's up with that?
Can I defend Deshaun Watson for a second?
Of course. Of course.
Sorry.
Man, this is a Deshaun Johnny Watson Cochran. Apologist podcast. That man, you want to talk about TVMA. That man.
TV massage.
Yeah, TV massage. This man was nutting in the air like a dog.
Wait, hold on.
And the dog passed.
I have so many questions.
You didn't hear that shit?
Wait, what?
I'm taking issue with the idea that a dog nuts in the air.
Because you see, even the dogs just be humping when they be like horny and they just be humping for no reason. Yeah. Like, that's what this dude was doing. This dude wasn't even touching himself. He was just like, I'm a pro at this shit.
Yeah, and then he'd do the baby pose for yoga. The dude, I mean, obviously.
This is football defense.
Yeah, this
is
football. This is just on the field, man.
Just on the field.
What he does off the field, don't like it. Don't like it one bit. But, so the guy, he's hurt. Like, his shoulder's fucked up. And I watched the game the other day, and he couldn't throw the ball. There was no zip on it. And we're 2 or 3 weeks removed from everyone saying, he just played his best game as a Brown.
Which he did.
And then he got hurt, missed a game, came back, didn't look right, played terribly, and then seemingly kind of got hurt again, but they didn't put him back out there because he was being ineffective. And now everyone's like, this is a disaster. I do think it's a disaster. But I think there's a little bit of sensationalizing. I think we're definitely all rooting for it to be a disaster because that's hilarious and great.
And that's what you get.
But let's be a little honest here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, for a whole year, Baker Mayfield played absolutely injured and got torn apart for it. And people just don't take that into consideration, I think. And now they're doing this. It's a certain, no one's going to be any kinder to Deshaun Watson than they were to Baker Mayfield.
No, he's. Sure. I mean, he doesn't deserve any sort of,
benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But from a neutral standpoint, let's not overreact.
If I'd never heard of this person before and I was just kind of watching without any sort of context, I'd be like, it feels like everyone's being a bit hard on this guy.
You know what? The over under is 39.5.
For what game?
Seattle.
Okay.
So if Deshaun Watson doesn't play, it might be harder for their offense to score.
Presumably.
But their defense is very, very, very good.
Sounds like a fun under.
So I think instead of taking the Browns money line on that, take that game, Browns Seahawks under 39.5, Kevin.
Is that 8?
How many is that, Kevin?
This is 10.
All right.
All right.
Good. We're
even
good
better.
There. Because these next games are, I mean, Bengals 49ers.
Who fucking knows? Yeah.
That's going to be a blast.
Bears Chargers.
Who knows?
It's 10, but we have 2 skips. So 8, correct?
All right, great.
Yeah. Okay, so we're right at what we wanted to do.
We had a three pick parlay and then 5 standalone locks.
Yeah.
Bears at Chargers on Sunday Night Football is such a crime.
They can't flex that?
No, I mean, they could. I think they have to do it 2 weeks in advance. Like, that's
what the fuck were they doing 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. What you guys? It's totally because it's two of the three biggest markets, and they're gonna give them a game. But how Chicago has a Sunday night football game when they had literally the worst record in football the year before is pretty astounding.
That's lame.
Especially when there's some, because you can only flex morning games into the night, and you've got Rams, Cowboys.
That would be way better.
Jaguars, Steelers.
Rams, Cowboys will be better.
Yeah.
But Vegas, Detroit is Monday night?
Yeah.
That's probably a bounce back for Detroit, I would think. What's the spread on that? Like 7.5? Hey, you almost nailed that.
Yeah. Nailed it. You got the feel.
Well, those are your locks and your parlay.
Charles, bet it all, baby.
Bet it all, dude. Bet your money.
Charles's bet precocious son, cash. Dominic, you'll recall, has been given as collateral to some shady loan sharks.
You're going
to
get your baby boy back.
You'll get
Don't
your
worry.
Baby boy back.
You get going through all those back. Games feels like a fun weekend. Like, yeah, I just got really excited. Like it feels weekend. Like a lot of evenly matched games.
Yeah, I agree.
Sorry, first week of NBA and World Series. What's should we do one that? Last check on the
you
Phillies?
You got a weekend yeah. coming at you.
4-2 Diamondbacks, but Phillies threatening in the bottom of the seventh.
All right. Let's turn on a little. As we fade out, as we play, as Kevin fades us out to the Price is Right theme song, let's turn on a little YouTube TV just for us, the fellas. And that's going to be it
TV.
Tonight.
TV for the fellas.
TV for the fellas. That's going to be
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, ladies.
Sorry, ladies.
No women
Hulu
allowed.
For you.
Hulu has live titty time.
If you try to log on to YouTube TV, you will be sent to jail.
Yeah, you will
Your
be
computer will explode.
And that's it for us over here at Foosballs. Have a good night.
Love you.
Love you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.